document name. Now, what is inside this document? Just a brief description. This is a list of all the company customer. What type of information? Is it hard copy? Is it an electronic copy? You can choose from here. Or you can create a drop list where you can specify what kind of assets is that. Is it a personal data? Yes or not? This is not very common. Some of the document will not have this field. Is it personal sensitive data? Also, this is in case, you know, we are talking about privacy. So the information asset details, sensitive, customer data. So the data, is it related to the business, related to the customer? But still, I saw a lot of documents where they didn't categorize them if it's a personal or customer, but it's up to you. Here we're going to talk about classification. This is very important. You need to classify the data. According to what? According to the classification level that you have in your organization. So in your organization, you should have a classification level. How much level of classification you have? Is it 4, 5, 3, 2? Do you have secret and public? Do you have confidential, secret? So you should not invent the classification level here, but you should have your own classification level in your business, and you should apply. This is a confidential. This is a internal document. This is a public document. So you need to write down here the type of the classification. Because according to that, you will know which document or which assets. Because actually, as I told you, we do not just talk about document. We talk about document, electronic data, software, databases, removable media like a CD or like a flash drive and so on. So according to the type of classification, you're going to decide what kind of protection you're going to use. Again, who should assign that? Is it you? No, it's the one who's filling this information, which is the data custodian. He's the one who specifies the classification here. It could be the data owner, if the owner is a personal, but if the owner is like a business or a department, it could be the custodian or the one who's managing it. Now, for the security CIA, it's recommended to write down the classification of this asset when it comes to integrity, availability, and confidentiality. So you can say, for instance, for confidentiality, it's very secret, but availability also, I'm sorry, it's very high. Or integrity medium. So you can choose based on it need to be classified and the importance of that. What about integrity? Are you going to allow people to modify in this document? Or you're going to put some control to prevent any modification to protect the integrity? Is the document need to be available all the time? Not any asset need to be available? Is it a website? Is it a database? Maybe it needs to be available 24/7 because it has critical. So you need to put like the classification or the level of each one of those. Integrity, confidentiality, and availability. Two important fields that, you know, I saw some comment in some audit because of that you should have the data, the asset owner and the asset custodian. I keep saying that because I don't want you to lose this question inside the exam. Some people get confused between what is the difference between the owner and custodian. And as I mentioned, owner is the one who are like own this assets, like the company. And the custodian is the one who's managing it, like the employee. Okay. Owner could be the manager or senior management, as I told you. But after all, think about it this way. Who got the right to take this asset if he leaves the company? This is the owner. And since those are assets to the company, that means you don't have the right, even if you are working there, to take it while leaving the company. Here we have the data retention. Now, data retention, because each asset has like a life cycle. After a while, you will not keep all the assets located somewhere for a long time. Think about the documents that you have, even the hard copy document. If you are working like in a hospital or where you have a lot of document and patient information and the blood test and a lot of document. Are you going to keep them in the same place lifetime? Definitely from time to time, you need to take those assets and keep them in an archive or maybe in a warehouse or something like that. How long you need to do that? The data retention. Now, this could have some legal reference according to the data that you need to, it need to be retained every how long. What else? Again, you can customize that according to your business, but I'm just showing you an example for a information asset register. And guys, your work as an information security specialist or custodian, information security officer, or working in this field, will have a lot of documentation. I mean, you will be involved in documentation like policy, procedures, planning, disaster recovery planning, asset list. So whenever we are talking about a specific document or specific, take that very seriously. Because you may face a question about that inside your interview, not just in the exam, but when you go inside the interview, they will ask you what document you should have. What is the information asset document? Because those are the assets. Those are the things that when you have an audit, they will ask you about that. And if you fail to prove an evidence or show them this document, that means you are not doing your job. So it's quite important that when we are talking about a document like a policy, like an ISR, information asset register, IAR, or any other document, it's important to download them, check them, modify them, create a template or create a demo, get familiar with such document. Okay, analyze each field, because once you get hired, you can have to take those documents to different departments and to explain to them what is this document is all about. So it's important to take especially the things that has practical or documentation quite serious. Because besides the exam, it's important for the exam. It's also important for your job. One last point before moving to the next lecture, which is this document need to be updated frequently. And when we are going to talk about document control, where we are writing all the information about this document, you need to show when was the last update. It's not a one-time process. Okay, so it need to be updated frequently. Usually, most of the company are doing that once per year. So every year you need to update it and you need to write on the document control that it has been updated on this specific date and time by this person. So this is quite important. Another point, which is management support. Okay, as you can see, many of the documents will need some input from other departments, and some of them will need a full input from the department. In a sense, like a document like that, it will be fully done by the department, business department or functional department. So unless you have a management support, no one will leave what they are doing and start filling such document. And this is a critical document for any business. So you need to have a management support, in a sense that if you are not getting any kind of cooperation from department, you can report back to management, because after all, you are taking responsibility of the information security of this organization. So that's why in the first domain, we explain the importance of the management support to be able to implement the right information security system implementation. In this lecture, we're going to talk about classification and labeling. Classification, it's one of the main requirements when you identify your assets. But it shouldn't be done randomly. You should have a classification policy that identify first how many level of classification do you have. Some organization will have 3, some organization will have 4. So you need to follow the policy from the level of classification you have. Second, the policy will include the criteria that you should use to classify the information. So based on what you will identify this asset as confidential or confidential and restricted or internal. So it shouldn't be done randomly. It should be done according to a policy.
Now the first question will be, who should classify the information? Should it be you as an information security specialist or the information security officer? Or it should be the information owner? Actually, it should be the information owner, because he's the one who can identify the value of the information or the value of the assets. And according to that, he can say that this information is confidential or internal or public and so on. Classification should be written inside the information asset register, as we saw in the previous lecture. But also it should be written on the assets itself, which we called labeling. So labeling, it's to identify the asset from the level of the classification. And I'm going to show you a couple of examples in the next lecture on how to do labeling on the assets. But why we are labeling the asset? First, to be obvious that this is a classified document or an internal document. But actually, most important, that some of the software and some of the application that is used for preventing the leakage or the loss of data can only be working in case you have labeling on the assets itself. And we're going to see that in the next lecture. And I'm going to show you a couple of products who's doing that, which is the DLP. So some of the software, like DLP software, will not be working unless you have your information classified. So labeling, which you should expect a question about it inside the exam, the classification in general and labeling, you should expect many questions about them inside the exam. You need to understand the difference between classification and labeling. So in this lecture, I'm going to go through the common classification levels. And in the second lecture or the upcoming lecture, I'm going to explain the labeling process with showing you a few of the samples. And then we're going to talk why we are doing labeling and how it can be effective or how it can be useful when we are using some software for leakage prevention. So in general, there is two different kinds of classification. There is the military or government classification, and there is the commercial classification. Military, which is applicable to military or U.S. government or any government in general, and it's more restricted. While commercial has different level of classification, like as you're going to see right now, things related to copyright, things related so in to the know-how for a product or something like that. So usually you have two different kind of classification. Let's go through them as a general idea about the classification. So the military, in general, could be more or less. We have different four level of classification. We have the top secret, and to define, it's the information that if it gets disclosed, a grave damage to national security. We have the secret, which is like serious damage, and we have confidential, which is damage to the national security, and we have the unclassified, which no damage will happen in case of disclosure. This is the most common military classification. As I mentioned, it could be more or less. While commercial classification is kind of different. So we have the corporate confidential, which is the information that need to be provided to individual outside the enterprise. We have the personal and confidential, like the employee information or the customer information. We have the private. We have the trade secret, you know, things like the know-how of a specific product, how it's done. And we have the client confidential. So those are the common type of classification in the commercial section. But again, how many levels you're going to use, it depends on your business or it depends on your organization. Besides, you should also check if there is any, especially if you are working in government, you need to check if there is any kind of law or regulation regarding classification. So in some country, they are enforcing all government to follow a specific